Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. 60 minutes on the clock for The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in the studio tomorrow in Beaumont. So we hope to see you. This is about the time where I always tell you and remind you, hey, catch up on everything going on with the station, with the shows. ESPN975.com. While you're there, on the front page, on the top, you can see Usual Suspects. Click on that, and a little drop-down ladder will give you your opportunities to catch up on anything you missed in today's show. As well as on that same front page, you can find and follow the instructions on how to download the app. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show, whether you're traveling or otherwise. So all just, hey, helpful reminders. And also a helpful reminder, we take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7, and you keep it right here.
Right here.
That's what you got to do. I don't know. We just kind of got wind of this. But it looks as if Mark Termine, who does satellite radio NBA shows with former Rocket Eddie Johnson. I told you Eddie and I go way back. We were going back and forth on some stuff the other day, but kind of in a friendly way. But Mark is a little bit more to the point, not afraid to go at people. He is going at one of the Rockets' faithful Kool-Aid drinkers, Scrooston Corey. And believe it or not, lo and behold, as they were going back and forth, Kevin Durant must have been bored. Kevin Durant jumped right in the middle of it.
Okay.
And now everybody's losing their mind. Like, KD is spending time focused on a Rockets thread going back and forth.
What he's saying? Why did he, why
Nick,
did he jump in the middle of it?
Nick, you got the
why did he
the
jump
KD in, part of it?
Do we know so why?
KD part that I saw was him saying Termini doesn't want that smoke, and then he has a bunch of laughing emojis. So I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Yeah, because what happened was essentially that obviously Scrooston Corey was taking up for the Rockets and Harden and everything going on and the way it's going down. And Termine's a guy, kind of guy that's just going to take shots anyway. So whether they're valid or not, he was poking the bear a little bit and he kept going on. They got sidetracked and then it didn't become basketball anymore. It was Termine saying, hey, can you get your mommy's permission to get a phone? And then if you could use it, you could call us and join the show so we could get you in person. And
this was with the...
Yeah, and then Scrooston Corey came back and said, oh, I see what you're doing there. You want to keep your enemies at a distance, like a phone call, because I could do this and I could do that. And then it kind of became what we were talking about with us, where Scrooston Corey was kind of trying to make it a little bit more personal, and Termine was kind of using him as bait to get on the show. And lo and behold, evidently, Termine probably pissed off KD. You know, we know how KD can be sensitive, and he can also find a lot on social media. Yeah. He just chimed right in.
That's weird. Is it the really verified? Is it the blue check mark? KD?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yep.
Okay.
It is. And he said he's basically, I guess he's siding with KD's siding with Eddie Johnson, right?
With Eddie Johnson, maybe, but it didn't seem like with Termine. Did it seem that way with you?
No, he's saying Termine doesn't want that smoke. So I'm assuming he's siding with Eddie Johnson.
Well, it's either Eddie Johnson or it's Scrooston Corey, because that was who all the back and forth was between. Eddie was tagged on a lot. I didn't see Eddie respond at all. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on the show today. Please stop hiding behind your keyboards. Your computer, softy. Be a man. Eddie Johnson tweeted that. Verify check.
See, and you guys think it's just us that says that stuff.
That's literally Eddie Johnson's tweet, and it's verified. It's jump shot 8. That's Eddie Johnson.
Yeah. And might I add that I got Eddie pretty good the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because we were going back and forth.
You pantsed him?
Yeah, we were going back and forth on some things, and then he started. He's older than me by, I would say.
Man, he must be old.
Yeah, like probably
he's five. He's got to be close to 60 by
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say he's probably 10 years plus older than me, right? So he started calling.
Joking.
And he started calling me old.
Oh, really?
And then the first thing that he sent me back, he repeated the same three words like two or three times. I go, first sign of getting old is you repeat yourself on Twitter. He's like, dang it. So then he came back with another one. Okay, is he? Then he came back with another one, and he forgot like two words. I go, and the second thing is your memory goes, and look at that. You're getting old, and there's two of the three right there, and then he didn't want to respond anymore. I was like, man, you got to be careful.
Nice.
Yeah. So evidently, if you've got time on your hands, I would go check out the fact that there's quite a battle on Rocket's Twitter going on. It's amazing. Right now.
But now, if people are trying to make a big deal out of it, like Katie has time, it's a tweet. It don't take that long. He could have done that pooping. You don't know what he was doing.
Plus, you just got to figure out which of the other responses are his burner accounts.
That's true. Right? That's true.
Because he has been caught doing that.
Of course.
So there's that. If you're bored today, you can also get involved and kind of check that out because that's out there.
Hey, I got bad news.
Uh-oh.
And this just kind of popped into my head. I'm sorry this wasn't on the rundown, but it won't catch you guys off guard.
I'm looking for it. Okay, go ahead. Where is this? Did you do that?
Did you guys see that our friend Allison Little's YouTube channel got cut?
Oh, she probably got a little too inappropriate.
What were you doing looking at? Well, I saw her beg.
What were you doing? You saw her what?
Begging.
What were you doing looking at it, Barry?
On Twitter, she was like, guys, they deleted my YouTube channel. Please help me get it back. Please tweet to YouTube and tell them you want my YouTube channel back. And I was like, wow, what? I mean, obviously, we would know.
Well, just stop with the deposits, Alice Little, and maybe they won't take your...
The deposits?
That's what she was talking about. All those deposits that she was talking about on the air during the segment. You forgot it already?
Yeah.
You're the one who interviewed her.
Yeah, I know. On, I don't remember what...
Dang. Okay, well, whatever. Okay, you don't
first
get the
first time
reference.
Getting old.
Barry Johnson.
What were we talking about deposits?
She was talking about deposits. Go back and listen to the interview, bro.
Oh, I'll have to.
I'm not going to... Yeah. I don't want to phrase it wrong.
I'll have to... Go back. Do you know what he's talking about?
I'll send you the email.
He doesn't know either.
No, I just... I'm enjoying this.
We are so old. Okay, well, then what was he talking about?
I'm not telling you. That would spoil everything.
I'm not telling you. Joel, that's obvious. You don't know what he's talking about either. But yeah, apparently YouTube just like her email, her YouTube. And so her channel. So she's like begging for people. And I was like, oh, poor thing.
Look, porn stars have this problem all the time. You don't think Alice Little's going to have this problem?
Yeah, especially the topics. Somebody's wife went on their phone and looked at the YouTube history and was like, what are you doing watching this skanch's YouTube channel? And they were like, she ain't nothing but a skanch and a hoe. And, you know, freaked out and probably turned her in. And like, this is despicable, and this is satanic, and whatever else a jaded wife would say. And that, I imagine that's what happened, right?
Very possible. I would imagine that's a very plausible theory. I would actually probably think that's exactly what happened.
But it seems like that's kind of petty.
Sorry, go ahead.
You guys get so mad at each other when I agree with one of you. I'm just going to stop agreeing with either one of you.
It's kind of a thing with the show.
Yeah. Why are you telling him to shut up?
Because he's agreeing with you.
He wasn't disagreeing with you.
Oh, my God. He was like overflowing with
Remember, Barry, when we were talking about that those new texting apps these days that are like encrypted messages and stuff like that? Remember when we were talking about that?
Yes.
Well, one that I use is called Signal.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people are familiar with it.
So it's, what is it?
You can literally send a message and then have the conversation deleted 10 seconds, 30 seconds right after. Like, it's supposed to be super secure, super private.
Kind of like Snapchat for texting.
Sure.
And if, for the old people like Joel that don't know what Snapchat is, you can send someone a picture or a video.
Bernardo calls it snap crap.
Or whatever, and then it goes away on its own. So you watch it once or look at it once or twice, and then there's a certain amount of time, and then it disappears.
Correct.
And then if you screenshot it,
The person that sent
you the snap gets a message that says, hey, this person just screenshotted your snap. And then now you know that they're being weirdos. So this exists now for texting.
Yeah, there's like Signal, there's Telegram. You can call, you can video call, you can text, but it's supposed to be super secure.
Okay.
And what it does, once you download the app, basically everybody that you have saved in your contacts, like who you have their phone number,
mm-hmm.
if they were to join the app, it would tell you, hey, your buddy, I don't know, random, so-and-so, Stephanie, Sean, Chris, whatever.
Right.
Just joined Signal. And as you know, I have Alice Little's digits because she wouldn't give it to you two. She only wanted to give it to me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course it was. Yeah. Because you're horny.
Yeah. And so, boom, Alice Little pops up, joining Signal. So you guys are telling me you're surprised that her YouTube channel has been taken down?
Now, a little, because I don't think she did any nudity.
A little?
No, remember, she's talking about all these high-profile clients, CEOs of big companies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And she wants to keep it on the low, and she wouldn't reveal their name. Why do you think she's on there? Mm. So I'm not shocked at all that YouTube and anybody else would shut her channel down.
Now, did you send her a signal?
No, I did not. I knew you were going to ask that.
When you were in Vegas, Nicholas, did you...
But I didn't.
Did you set aside a little money, and you were like, all right, I'll pull $5 out of the weed bucket, $5 out of the gambling bucket, $5 out of the drinking bucket,
I would have to do that for 15 years straight to get to what Alice Little wants.
Does she charge a lot?
I guarantee you she charges a lot. She said she's banging CEOs of like big banks and stuff.
Yeah, but she's probably out there putting it out for the common man too. Like those CEOs don't...
There's a camera.
What on earth is that?
We'll fill the pizza in next segment.
Yeah, that was strange. I don't know that she would charge CEO money to the common folk, though. I think if you were to cut back a little bit on all those things for one day, if you were like, all right, you know what? Today, I'll only drink half. I'll only smoke half. I'll only gamble half. You would have enough money to go out there.
Dude, she's paying six figures in taxes. She is not settling. She is not settling.
She's like, get your broke ass out of here.
She's making seven figures a year.
I'm not even going to let you look at me for that much money. Get out of here.
That's
what is that?
Crazy.
Hannah Palmer?
Yeah.
On Instagram? Is she getting a breast exam?
Evidently, she was taking some heat from people on Instagram thinking that her boobs were not real.
Okay.
So she posted live her doctor
feeling
examining
on her
and verifying that they're real.
Well, of course he's going to say that. She needs to let
And he's wearing Nick scrubs. And he did the entire examination.
She needs to let Nick, impartial
because
observer.
Hannah Palmer would give Nick digits.
Saying her doctor obviously is going to go along with her story.
Right.
Let's get her on the show and see if we can't get Nick.
Well, get who? Alice?
No.
That's the only person I want to hit up on the signal. Anybody else
I'm kind of nervous now. I don't know if I want to download this Signal app. Because I don't want to start getting rando texts.
Yeah,
you're
going to be so surprised as to how many people of your friends, like how many of your friends
Is this an app for like on the down low? Like if you're
you can get it from the app store.
I know, but I'm saying, do you use this to like send D pics and stuff?
I've never done that.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm using the the royal you, I guess. Do people in general I want to send a D pic, but now it's illegal in 40 states. So
I think you're just
on Signal and it'll get deleted.
But you think that this app is solely being used for raunchy stuff.
Okay.
It's not necessarily true. It's just confidentiality. There's big reporters that are on Signal.
Really?
Like big national reporters that we know.
And so they have a text conversation with somebody and then it goes away.
I don't know how they set, whatever their settings are, it's up to them. But I would imagine if a reporter who like breaks news, especially like investigative type stories, would want to keep it on the down low.
You should send a picture of your penis to Alice Little.
What is your obsession?
And then she can respond. And then you can be like, hey, do I get a discount now? And then that's the only one you wanted to talk to. I'm trying to help.
No.
You're not going to do that?
Your advice is the worst when it comes down to that kind of stuff.
Joel will do it.
Don't sell yourself short. Just end it there. His advice is the worst.
Done.
Thank you. You know what? Whose advice is not the worst? It's Fitz Roofing. Because if you've had an issue with a leaky roof or you're thinking about putting a new roof on and you don't want the wrong company to do it, you go to Fitz Roofing. FITZRoofing.com. That's FitzRoofing.com. Or better yet, call them 832-521-3001. They will come to you free, no obligation inspection. Check out what you got. They'll tell you what you need, and they'll go away. If you want them to come back, get back in touch with them. They come back. They do great work before, during, and after the sale. They use the best product on the market, CertainTeed Shingles. They're actually a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States have the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. And by the way, their base warranties longer and better than the average roofer can provide. They just do great work. And you know what? They got the ratings to back it up. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. If you're in the Houston area and you need anything done to your roof, you go to Fitz Roofing. It's simple. It's Fitz Roofing. You know what? They make a difference one roof at a time. They can do the same for you. Again, 832-521-3001 or FitzRoofing.com. Check them out. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Still rolling through final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel here in the Gallup Media studios. Yesterday, I believe it was, I told you guys about a suspect on the run that had police looking for a guy that had tattooed his forehead to say crime pays.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't exactly difficult to find the guy. That was in Indiana. Okay?
Okay.
That was Exhibit A. I give you Exhibit B today. Ohio police are seeking the public's help in trying to apprehend a wanted pothead who literally has a marijuana leaf tattooed on his forehead and the words pothead on his forehead. And oh, by the way, if that isn't enough to give it away, if you're looking to make sure he's that guy they're looking for, he also has tattooed eyebrows.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Did he like shave his eyebrows and then tattoo like a tattoo version of it?
Barry's looking at the picture right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tweet this out, okay? So this guy that they are looking for.
This guy
here. I mean, they're looking for him because he's a sex offender. So you have to report in every so often and do all these different things, right? He's a tier 3 sex offender. He's required to register every 90 days. He didn't register. They're looking for him. When they put out what you should be looking for, it's pretty simple. They said it's pretty hard to miss a guy that has pothead tattooed on his forehead, all as well as inked eyebrows and a marijuana leaf in the center of his forehead. I just retweeted it at Pac-Man Joel. I can't make this up. It's exactly what he has.
I don't understand. If you're a dude, why are you tattooing your eyebrows?
I know chicks do that.
Yeah, why do you care?
The other thing is, if you're going to do it, don't look like you're doing a doodle on a piece of scratch paper and don't fill them all the way in. If you look at it, he kind of did the like scribbly line fill-in job too. It's, yeah.
I had this debate during Thanksgiving with my sister, my younger sister, because the subject of her getting her eyelashes done came up.
Okay.
And I told her, I said, you realize no dude cares about your eyelashes, right? Like, and this is, I'm talking to all the ladies in the audience. Men in general, and I maybe there's a small percentage of the population. We don't even know you have eyelashes. We had no idea. If a lady did or didn't do her eyelashes, is that going to make a bit of difference one way or the other if you think she's hot or not? Or if you would have sex
eyelashes
with her or
not. Have no effect
mean,
on
I
me.
I think they kind of do.
On you?
Yeah. Because some girls will take them lashes off, and it's a whole different ball
game. Come on, what? Bro.
Yeah.
It's not that
what
big of a deal.
What did you do 5 years ago when this wasn't a thing?
Yeah.
And ladies weren't wearing fake eyelashes.
The other thing. Have you ever found an eyelash in your car or in your bed?
No, because
I have.
No. Nora pays the upgrade to make sure they stay on.
They don't always stay.
Wait, she Nora uses the fake eyelashes.
I think on occasion. Again, I don't
I just
know.
Think it's
I don't
weird
know. It is,
when you find an eyelash
such
in your
an
cup
obsession
holder.
That whether you're watching TV, people on TV, whether you're at the mall, wherever you go, and it's not just like little extensions. it's like they curl up at the end and they're like really yeah. long. I'm like,
it looks like a pterodactyl wing.
I on their eye. Yeah.
You can hear when they blink. It's like, yeah.
I don't get it.
That's not even hot to me. That's like, and when if you do the normal ones, like when I was looking at my sister's eyelashes, I was like, yeah, those don't look like you had anything done. She's like, well, that's the point. I'm like, no, what is the point? If we can't tell, why are you doing it? Because we wouldn't know whether you did or didn't.
I can tell now.
We don't care. You wouldn't sleep with a chick because she didn't have fake eyelashes.
No, that's not what you're telling me.
But you would sleep with a chick you might not if she did have fake eyelashes.
Yeah, wait.
I don't understand what the hell he said either.
Do you see a chick, you probably wouldn't sleep with her, and all of a sudden she's got fake eyelashes. That's going to make the difference.
Oh yeah, you're not going to Bone Town.
No, you might with Nick.
But if they
he's
come
not,
off,
he's lying.
No,
you're
not
in
at
for
all.
It. You're in for it. Look who's
I'm
on
a
hold.
Transparent dude.
You Jerry, are in oh, for it. No. You are
he's probably
going to
take a
it.
Shot at me.
Jerry's like, dudes wear eyelashes too. Shut up, Jerry.
What up, Jerry? What do you do? What up, Jerry? What do you want to talk about?
I'm the expert on this topic
because you have them.
No, you remember. You remember I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Yes.
Where he brings that girl home and
she takes off
the wig
everything.
Off. Everything. Yes. That's the kind of girl Nick's bringing home. Girl that glue starts wearing off.
She got the wig and the eyelashes, like, the fake butt.
Yeah, she takes her butt off. It's like, hey, listen, this ain't working out. She's like, Nick, don't make me hop after you.
Oh, no, man. I'm telling you, dude, I could tell because now they're like obvious. It's almost like they want you to know they have fake eyelashes. It's not. It's
but
almost
if
a style.
But you're gonna go fake with a girl, I understand there are certain parts we just talked about some a little just recently about if girl has fake boobs, okay. But fake eyelashes, who cares?
Nobody.
Nick does.
The entire fake eyelash industry is alive and kicking because Nick cares.
No,
otherwise,
not at all. No one else.
I
appreciate girls who don't have eyelashes. That's what I'm trying to
say.
That's
what I'm saying, though. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a material difference of whether you're gonna have sex with that chick or not because she's got fake eyelashes.
Hair
or doesn't.
Extensions can make a difference. They can,
well, yeah,
to some
if
degree,
she's bald-headed,
too.
Then,
or just like yeah. you know, yeah, short hair or hair's kind of napped up.
I mean, but I'm saying like...
But lashes do nothing.
Lashes, there's a lot of that. But I told her, I was like, you're really wasting money because we don't care.
It's very true. And the other thing is like with the drawn on eyebrows, that was a thing my grandma used to do. And I always thought like she had an accident or something, like she shaved them off and she was like eyebrow penciling them in or something.
Yeah.
But now it's like you see more times than not, chicks are actually like shaving off their own eyebrows and either having them tattooed on or they put them on themselves, and it's like, you don't think we can tell?
Listen, if you live in Houston, you can't draw on your own eyelashes. It's humid out there, and it'll rain, and then you've got smeared eyebrow all over your forehead.
It's just like
you can't draw them on.
It's just like when chicks, after Madonna had it, but it's just like when chicks thought the beauty mark was the in thing. All you got
to
do
is the other one? I just saw her on Rooms to Go. Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford. Didn't she have Cindy Crawford, Madonna had the beauty
when
mark.
When chicks have it, it's a beauty mark. But if we have it, it's a mole.
Oh, no. I got a beauty mark.
No, you do. There's nothing. No. No.
I've always told people that was a running joke. But the thing is, then all you got to do is get in conversational distance face to face with the chick and go, that's not
that's
real.
That's a mole.
That's a pencil mark is what that is.
That
yeah.
too. Yeah.
You took a Sharpie to your face.
Yeah. Because she's like rubbing her face and then it's smeared. And yeah, no, that's. And again, don't call it's a mole. If you do have one for real, it's a mole, not a beauty mark. Let's be real.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
You guys done?
I'm good. I thought of that. The
I'll
fake
call it whatever
eyelash.
The hell I want. I got one you don't.
It's an ugly mark from you, not a beauty
that's
mark.
That's nice.
It's an ugly
that's
mark.
That's nice. See, now you're taking personal shots again. You need to get on Twitter. All right.
Hunt you down, bitch.
Yeah, here you go. And with that, we come full circle. Which
me and
so aggressive.
Who was the guy? What was his name? Oh, we don't care. We're not going to give it out.
Yeah, we're not giving love and props to that. What we are going to do is love and props to the suspects because we've got a half hour to go in the show, 30 minutes on the clock. Still plenty of time to get in, get on, and talk about what you've had on your mind you want to get off your chest. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call or text that number, or you can always hit us on Twitter. And before we go to break...
Yeah, I want to tell the peeps about GetUpside. You're going to love this app. If you don't use it, you need to use it. Go download it right now. Do yourself a favor. Put it on your phone. And when you do, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and that's going to get you a little extra bump on your first fill up through the GetUpside app. And you can be getting up to 25 cents a gallon every single, not just once, not once a week, not every now and then. You could be getting cash back every single time you fill up as long as you use the GetUpside app. Now, how much you get is absolutely going to vary, but you could be getting up to 25 cents a gallon every time, and then you could be getting up to 35% cash back on food purchases through the GetUpside app as well. All you got to do is locate the food tab, click on it, find a restaurant, claim the offer, get your cash back, save some money, put it back in your pocket. It's that simple, and it works. There are listeners that showed me they're getting $600 in their account. There are listeners, somebody just texted and was like, look at this. I get, every time I fill up, I'm getting a great deal. And I didn't even get to check out the actual deal that he was getting, but he said, look, it works. And it does work. And a few of you out there, I get it. You're like, yeah, what's the catch? There is no catch. The businesses want you to go to them and not their competitors, so they offer you these deals through the GetUpside app. It was featured on ABC 13. This is a legitimate deal. I use it. Nick uses it. AJ, Aaron. A lot of folks at the station, a lot of listeners, get on it right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7, 4, 7, 6, 3. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they'll start take you till
3,
7.
2. Hey, well, all right.
You got to read?
Let's see.
Be careful.
Hate you.
Okay.
I hate you.
So 30 minutes on the clock. If you want to get in here on the show, 713-780-3776. Of course, you can always hit us on Twitter. We're available 24-7, and sometimes we wish we weren't. As if you missed any part of the show, we talked about it. With that being said, you, I believe, Barry, put this on here, but pretty interesting. As we get closer to the end of the NFL season, and we know teams now are getting closer to tanking it than they are making a late push, as we're getting pretty clear definition of who's going to be in the playoffs, who's going to be out. This 2020 NFL mock draft is very interesting because of the fact that in looking at it, with as good of a season as the Raiders have had, and there's some school of thought that the Raiders are going to be doing the Texans a favor this weekend and possibly beating the Tennessee Titans. There's a lot of people that believe they can do that.
You think so?
I'm not one of those people, but when you look at the line, they're saying that it is a possibility. They're
Titans
saying...
Titans favored by 2.5?
I had seen one where... I thought where the Raiders were either favored or it was basically a pick'em.
Well, it opened as a pick'em.
That's what I
saw. And now it's moved to... I mean, there are some that have Titans as high as 3.
Are you favored by 3. In or out on Carr being the quarterback of the Raiders? Because they were supposed to be one of the ass-bottom teams in this league, and they were flirting with a playoff spot for more than half the season. So now they're moving to Vegas. You want to make a splash. Obviously, you splashed with your head coach. You swung and missed with Antonio Brown. But they're basically saying that the Raiders are going to cut bait with Carr. They're going to draft Herbert from Oregon. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to follow that up with the receiver, T. Higgins. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start over with those two guys and build a franchise around them. You good with that?
I mean, if you're going to start over and you can get a quarterback and a wide receiver in the first round that you think have first round potential.
Do you think he's better than Herbert's going to be better than what Carr's already shown you?
I think the question you have to ask yourself in any situation is, do you think that you can win a Super Bowl with quarterback X? So if you're the Texans, mm-hmm. you have to say, do we think we can win a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson? If okay. you're the Raiders, you have to say, do we think we can win a Super Bowl with Carr? And if I'm the Raiders, my answer is no. I don't think I can win a Super Bowl with this guy. I think we've seen about as good as it's going to get with him. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I don't see why you wouldn't. If you've got two picks in the first round and you can add a quarterback, and I think they have them at the 16 and 18 is where they project that the picks will fall. I mean, a lot of folks are very high on Justin Herbert as a NFL prospect. So I think he's fourth in his position, according to this anyway. So I don't have a problem with it. And it'll be Gruden's guy. You know, he can shape and mold
him. He's never satisfied, right? He's always, and everybody that you've talked to, no matter where he's been coaching, Tampa and otherwise, the Raiders before, the Raiders now, he's never satisfied at quarterback. He's always tinkering. He's always thinking. He's always possible, you know, considering the possibilities. And from the time he took the job this time around with the Raiders, he hasn't been sold on Carr.
Yeah.
So if, you know, he truly wants to get his guy, now's the time to do it.
Yeah. And you've got two picks in the first round, so what better opportunity to do that and add a receiver? Now, I mean,
well, let me throw you this, because they said that they would draft Higgins at 16, they would draft Herbert at 18. So you okay with the fact that if you had the choice, because they have Joe Burrow going number one to the Bengals.
Yes.
He's an Ohio product, and so him staying in the state of Ohio, again, from a marketing perspective and everything else, the Bengals moving on from Andy Dalton makes sense. You could have Tua, who they have going to Carolina, I believe, at
14.
14, mm-hmm. Okay. So evidently, if you had an earlier pick, well, evidently, I was going to say, would you rather have Tua or would you rather have Herbert? Because early on,
I would rather have Tua.
Herbert was up in the top 10.
Sure.
But now they've got him falling all the way to 16 or 18.
Yeah, I think at this point, I think it's Burrow and then Tua. But I think on this one, they have Tua ranked as the number one.
You're not worried about his hip?
And Burrow, too.
Tua?
Well, I mean,
now they say it's gonna everything's going to be okay, but you never know.
But his hip is why he won't be drafted number one. It's why Burrow is going to go first.
But at the same time, him sliding all the way to 14, Herbert sliding all the way 16 to 18, and all three of these guys were supposed to be top 10, top 12 picks.
Yeah. I mean...
I think Burrow's clear-cut the best of the bunch, right?
I don't know. When Tua's healthy?
Well, and I heard when guys you look on at ESPN the dynamic, saying that they think that Herbert's the best quarterback in the draft. I'm like...
I don't know. The Bengals need so much help everywhere.
They do, but because basically they've benched Andy Dalton, they've essentially said we're moving on.
You're going to have to try to get a franchise quarterback if possible. If you think one of these guys is a franchise quarterback, and I think that you have to take these guys aren't. It's not like these are like borderline players, right? They've proven themselves to be good. I think Lance Zierlein had tweeted out something about Burrow. Look how accurate he was. There was a ball that he threw that he led the receiver by 10 yards. It was in a window of three guys on the run, moving to his left. And it was just this great throw. And it was like, wow, when he's making throws like that, that's when you know you got a guy that can really do something with his arm. And so I think, if the Bengals take a chance on him, I think that makes sense. When you look at Tua and his game and what he's able to do, I think it makes sense to take a chance on him somewhere in the middle of the first round because of the injury. I think he's going to come back and be fine.
Yeah, a lot of people thought his stock was going to drop a lot. If he just falls to the middle of the first round, I think he'll be fine. I just want the guy to be healthy and be okay, because you just never want to see a guy that had that much potential and that much hype around him have his whole career go out the window because of a freak injury like that. So you have to wait and see. I think what you were talking about too, one of the greatest terms in scouting and or analysts on TV, throwing a guy open. When you're capable of throwing a guy mm-hmm. open, that's when you get it. And if Burrow can do what you said that Lance pointed out he can do in college, if he can do that on the pro level while understanding coverages and everything like that, that's a special skill.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too is if you're Oakland, you definitely need some help and you know, getting after the pass rush or getting help in the pass rush department as well.
Well, Chase Young is sitting right there, but he's going to be at two.
Yeah, so, well, do you move up?
If you want to package then you got to be settled that Carr's your guy.
Right. But you got two first-round picks. Do you try to move up? Because based on this mock draft, there's really no good pass rushers after 13. And so, you know, I think they have Seattle taking a pass rusher, the kid out of Gross Matos out of Penn State. So Okay, but you could do that, but you either move up and get a guy like Chase Young, or you stand pat and add a Justin Herbert or a Tua or somebody like that in the middle of the draft. And I think either way they go, they're you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting proposition because you're right. You can package the two and move up, but then Carr's probably going to be your guy, and you can get, you know, if you move up to two or one, depending on if Cincinnati obviously goes quarterback, that means the best rated player in the draft in Young out of Ohio State and the best pass rusher, and you're saying this draft doesn't have a lot of them, would be available for you at two with the Giants taking him.
Mm-hmm.
If you could move up and you could get that guy, then maybe people stop bringing up the fact that as Gruden in his first move, you traded Mac.
Right.
You know, that's maybe, that helps you forget.
Yeah. The other thing too, it's weird because they have the Redskins with the third pick taking Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver. Why wouldn't you take a quarterback if you're the Redskins? Why wouldn't you have him?
You drafted him in Haskins. Barry, you may not look when your franchise wastes or spends, however you look at it. If when you use a first round pick on a quarterback, he ain't going anywhere for a while. Mitch Trubisky, he ain't going anywhere for a while, and the very next year, you're not going to redraft another quarterback.
You're sold on him, dude. You're talking about a franchise that drafted two quarterbacks in the same draft with RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
You're also talking about an owner who said this is who you're going to draft, and you know how those people are when they do picks like that. They're not going to close the door on him after 1 year.
If you're the Redskins and you saw him play, and his best game was going 19 of 35 for 214 yards. And that was against the Jets.
He's young,
in week 11.
You don't think you can work with him? And the fact of the matter is, if you're Dan Snyder and you're hell-bent on making sure that people know you made that pick and he's the right pick, you get him a burner receiver like Jerry Jeudy so that he can look better.
He's got two touchdowns and six interceptions
Dude,
in his games played.
He's good in his first year.
He's garbage. You think Dwayne Haskins is going to be a viable NFL quarterback?
I'm not Lance Zierlein. I don't have to think about it. I just know that when you see that the owner personally made a draft pick, he ain't going anywhere.
When you have the third pick in the draft and you have the opportunity to get a Tua or a Herbert or somebody like that, either that or if you're going to do
you know how important first-round picks are and you're going to use two of them in two consecutive years on quarterbacks?
Well, sometimes you just got to – so you're going to make another mistake? Now you're just going to keep setting your team back?
How do you know it's a long-term mistake? Maybe it's a short-term thing. There were plenty of guys that came into this league and didn't look good in their first year, but with a little grooming and a little seasoning, they came around and became good quarterbacks in this league.
Man, if you're going to go the wide receiver route, then just move down. Just to offer the Raiders the third
pick.
There are
a lot of receivers and defensive backs in this draft, but at the same time, you know, if you're looking for elite type talent, Jerry Jeudy's the real deal, man.
I mean, offer the Panthers the pick so they get their quarterback. Tell them that the Raiders are thinking about moving up and grabbing Tua.
When you look at the teams drafting ahead of these teams, they don't need a quarterback. If you're Carolina, you probably don't have to move up, and unless you're trying to get Burrow, the quarterback you want's going to be there at 14. Arizona doesn't, Lions don't need, Falcons don't need, Dolphins may need, you know, but they're going corner.
Well, according to this.
Yeah, but I mean, if the Dolphins don't go at
four. You think
the
Dolphins are good with Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No, they got Josh Rosen too. So
that's worked out well.
I'm not saying that everyone are great, but if you're the prognosticators are saying they're going with defense, they're obviously going to spend some time developing, or they don't think that this quarterback group is something that they need to address.
You've got in front of you, if you're either the Panthers or the Raiders, in front of you guys that teams that could be looking at or at quarterback, the Dolphins, the Lions. The
Lions got Stafford. They're not worried. He's coming back.
Oh, okay.
He's not. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Mm.
Okay.
The Jags. I mean,
well, you spent $20-some million, and you are locked into,
and you benched him.
Okay, but
for Gardner Minshew.
But that doesn't mean it goes away off your cap.
No,
you have to pay him, or find him a new home.
Did you see the article? It's like they should just trade him to the Colts. Do the Colts a solid. Trade him to the Colts. Hey, don't sell yourself short this holiday season. Don't trade away your opportunity to impress your significant other with some fantastic jewelry from my guy Mark Klein at Klein Finds Jewelry. Klein, how can you help the folks this holiday season? And I know you can help them, but how are you going to do it?
Well, we do diamonds. And so I know men, they listen to this radio station just like I do. And so we're driving around. If I didn't do diamonds and didn't, I wouldn't know where to go. Don't go to a half price sale. Don't go to some mall. Don't go to some place that's going to be really expensive. Go to a smaller store like myself. I've been doing it since my dad had it since 1969. I started in 1990. We obviously do something right. So anything in jewelry, if you're driving and you got to get her something, whether it's diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, diamond anything, you know, we do watch repair, we do jewelry repair. If you have some old jewelry in her box sitting at home and you want to bring it in and have something custom made, we do that here as well. We do everything from start to finish. So if you're looking for a diamond, diamond pendant, earring, bracelet, whatever it is, and we have things that start at $50 on up. So you can get something done for her for Christmas, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, you come in the store, we take care of you, we wrap it, and then you're on your way, and it's perfect, and she's happy as can be. So take care of her this year at Klein's Jewelry. Give us a call at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. That's Klein's Jewelry, or check us out on KleinsJewelry.com.
Yeah, and do it. Look, I'm telling you, we were talking about this the other day. I got my wife a really nice ring. It bought me a year. I didn't have to buy gifts for another year because I did it the right way. So you should do the same. Give him a call right now. Mark, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. We're back right after this, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick tried to distract us, telling us his own name in our headphones as we come back from break on the final segment of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
He's hungry. I am daydreaming.
He's hungry.
I am hungry.
That's why I keep yelling penis in our ear.
Chick-fil-A serves chicken minis all day.
That's pretty amazing.
Guess what's on?
The revelation that has changed Nick's universe. Yeah. It's crazy good.
Really good.
Really exciting.
What are you going to eat?
Fantastic salad. Egg whites.
God, what a miserable life you live.
Yeah. It is what it is.
And I mean, it really doesn't, and I'm not, don't take this the wrong way.
I've just started again this week, Barry,
remember? But I'm saying, like, you could eat good food and you're not going to get big. You're not, I know, big, but as I it is. But, so but it's as not it like- is,
I was almost a pogo stick, so I wasn't exactly working out for like 2 months. So now to try and get back to where I feel better. I ran last night doing the egg white thing. I got Lisa trying to keep me on schedule with it because
did you get big. Did you gain some weight?
You're a big dude.
I didn't. Numbers wise, I didn't. But the way I felt awful.
Oh,
that makes sense though.
So I'm just trying to get back to the more healthy way of living. And it is. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what other people are eating and I'm like, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
See, I'm telling you, man, there's this guy on Instagram. Syet Fitness or something like that. And he preaches the fact that all these diets and all this stuff is ridiculous. That if you want to lose weight, you consume less calories than you need.
That's what you're doing.
Period. And that's what I do.
Because like, I know AJ was busting your chops about the fact that you were eating Whataburger. Fast food.
I went and worked out and I had I worked out, I had Chick-fil-A and Whataburger were my two meals. And guess what? Combined, it was 1,900 calories. And right now, at the weight I'm at, I need to eat less than 2,100 calories a day.
That's without working out
right. To lose weight. So I worked out on a day and had 1,900 calories, ate fast food.
There's also something to be said. Lisa had Entertainment Tonight on the other
night. So you don't
have
to hate eating. You
right.
can eat
I was gonna say,
good foods. Just you eat it in moderation and portions and you lose weight.
She had Entertainment Tonight on the other night. It comes on after the news on Channel 2 at 6. And there's a guy that evidently...
She wasn't watching Channel 11?
No. Who does? And when you're watching The Entertainment Tonight, and the guy that I guess used to be a host, and he was a prominent figure on the show, but he was a health nut. They said, like, he not only was working out every day, but he was, you know, his snacks were everything from, like, you know, cashews to, you know, whatever you're supposed to eat from the healthiest of healthy perspectives. And just like that, he was diagnosed with, like, cancer.
Yep.
And when they interviewed him, he said part of the reason why he was so upset was he did everything right. He worked out. He watched what he ate. He constantly was on a regimen, diet-wise and otherwise. And what does he get for doing all that? He gets something that you can't prevent.
Could have just ate a decent meal. Don't go crazy. Don't eat 5,000 calories a day.
Oh, you do avoid people on Twitter.
But what are you talking about?
Because they wouldn't call him a fat ass.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But other than that,
But I like this. I like his the way he does it and the way he presents it because he's like his point was think of a calorie like a mile. a mile is a mile. Whether you swim a mile, run a mile, run a mile in the sand, run a mile on a treadmill, a mile is just a unit of measurement, and that's what a calorie is. Because he's like, people say there's bad calories and good calories. Look, a calorie is a calorie. Now, are there better nutritional foods than others? Sure. A calorie of broccoli is probably better than a calorie of mashed potatoes.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, if you consume less calories than your body needs, you lose weight. If you know, so it's like the difference between running a mile on concrete and running a mile at the beach in the sand. It's going to be more difficult to run that, but it's still a mile.
But it's also finding what's right for you, right? Yeah. Just like the proper exercise that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what Keenan used to tell me when he played for one of the NFL teams, and it cost a lot of money. But basically, they check everything in your body, your blood, everything like that, and they can determine, like, because of your body composition, you need more proteins, and carbs don't bother you as much, and fats are this or that. And they can say, you know, they can get like the ratios so that you can figure out, like, for me to be in my optimal physical condition, I can eat fats and I can eat proteins, but I can't eat carbs like everybody else, and so on, so forth and so on.
Really?
Yeah. And they can do it to that. They can pinpoint it to that level, but obviously it's expensive to do that. Not everybody can afford to do that. So then it becomes like, what's the right mix for me? You know, the combination of exercise, like AJ's ability to just stay on the keto diet.
Crazy.
And it works for him. It's not going to work for everybody. And it's not going to work to that level for everybody. But if you can find what works for you and then stay on that, then you can find a lot of results a lot quicker.
And realistically, I mean, you have to be realistic in what you can't stay away from, I feel like. And then find a diet that kind of works with you. Because I feel like, and I totally agree with Barry saying in terms of, I think you said it was Syed training or
Syed fitness.
I totally agree with that because I feel like the biggest enemy for anybody is their set. Like it's their own. You're your worst enemy to yourself because you're not really being honest. I feel like maybe 10% of the people that say, man, I eat right, I do everything I'm told and I still can't lose weight. I feel like 10% of those people are being honest and the rest are not.
Yeah.
They're just not being realistic about what they're actually putting in their body and they're not counting calories and they're not watching what they eat. So,
well, that's the other thing you got to factor in. You might be eating healthy, but you might not be watching how much you're eating healthy.
Well, that's what the example I used yesterday when I did the keto diet the first time, because I did the Atkins diet a while back, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'd done this before, because on the Atkins diet, they would tell you, you eat as much fatty foods as you want, like no limits,
right.
Just eat as much, right? So when I did the keto diet, I was like, I would eat a pack of bacon with three eggs. That's a ton of calories,
yeah. But
I was like, well, there's no carbs. And I'm like, why am I not losing weight doing keto? And it was because I was overeating. So you have to still watch your caloric intake when you're doing a keto diet. So then why not just be able to eat fast food and stay under your calories? That's what I'm like.
I look at the keto diet like
this.
Look,
bread.
If your fat ass can't stay away from meat, try the keto diet and maybe it works. If it doesn't, try something else. That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. Because a lot of people can't help what they can't stay away from.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like for me, like I love ice cream now, especially since I quit smoking. I was never a desserts guy. Once I quit smoking, I eat desserts now, like ice cream and stuff after meals because I used to smoke. Mm-hmm. That was my after meal thing is I'd smoke and drink a cup of coffee. Now I eat ice cream and then I got fat and I got these man boobs. So but one of the things now is like if I'm just watching my calories, I'm like, all right, I eat my, you know, I get my Chick-fil-A, which is like 500 calories for lunch. And then I'll have about 900 calories or 1,000 calories for dinner, which is a lot, by the way.
It is.
And then I still have room to have like a pint of ice cream, like the Halo Top is 360 calories. Yeah. And I'm still under my mark or right at it, so I'm not gaining weight if I want to have ice cream in a day. Just be smart.
Barry doesn't play. If he's going to have ice cream, he's having the entire pint. He don't play.
I don't eat that.
Which is what should be. That's exactly right.
What kind of mamby-pamby ass?
You could stop at a half.
I could totally stop at a half a pint. You guys are absolute badasses.
Bro, you are kidding me. You know you're shoving that at the bottom of that light bulb.
No.
You know you are packing that ice cream.
That's like you saying you're going to order a large fries.
I mean, with the Halo Top, isn't that like a healthy ice cream anyway?
It's just low calorie because they use real sugar. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A pint is 360 calories for the whole pint.
But if it wasn't
bad at all.
But if it wasn't,
Bluebell for a pint is over 1,000.
Yeah, you can eat all of that probably.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's still a pint.
It's a pint. It's not a quart.
It's just the difference. One uses real sugar and one doesn't.
But you're gonna stop. You're telling me at a pint, you're gonna stop at halfway.
I could totally stop at
large fries. You're gonna only eat a few.
I've done that before.
So I didn't say that. That's what you're gonna do.
I probably won't do that.
Say, okay. All right. There you go.
I probably won't do that, but I've done it before.
The fat truth comes out now.
I was like six, and I didn't eat all the fries. I ate like three or four fries.
Yeah, okay.
And I that's left when the you rest. You know why? Because I was disciplined.
That's when you used to get ordered a small fries and you didn't have a say-so in the matter. When you go on your own and order your own food, you ain't ordering a small fries and you ain't stopping halfway.
I'm not going to lie. I've been on this kick now where that's all I do is I'm like, man, I'm just craving McDonald's fries. I don't order anything else. I just pull through. I'm like, give me a large fry, and I'll get like a Diet Coke or something like
that. When Lisa was pregnant, that was her deal.
No burger, no nothing. I just want a large fry. And it's weird because it's usually when I'm on the road.
Lisa's whole deal was fries when she was pregnant, and we would order Chinese food, and she'd have the Chinese food people also throw in an order of fries. I go, I'm opening up the containers. I go, the hell is this? There's a container of fries. She goes, don't you touch those. I was like, hey, easy, you got them. All right, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
All right, that'll do it for us on a Thursday. Fred, AJ, Aaron, the Blitz, they're coming up next. We're going to be in Beaumont tomorrow. If you're in the 409, check us
Bo-town.
Out.
B-town.
Beaumont.
Beautown.
904.
Wow.
Anyway. It's been fun. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.